Many of us came to camp this week standing on the edge. Many of us came to camp this week searching in the dark. Some of us came to this camp recalling how good it felt to take that leap and needed the reminder. Whether it's the first time or the 500th time, brothers and sisters, this is where we jump. I was super blessed when I was in college to do a program over the summer where 15 of us went down to the hills of Appalachia in Salyersville, Kentucky. And while there's a lot of Appalachian projects and ministries that happen down there, and that's a beautiful thing, what the University of Dayton did was, go Flyers, what the University of Dayton did was recognize the need for community, which we all know and recognize and embrace really well ourselves. And so the 15 of us would go down there, and we set up a day camp that we ran four times a week, a teen center, I think it was twice a week, and then visited the nursing home twice a week. And we were just present to the community for about 9 weeks. Well, we're up in the mountains of Appalachia, up in the wilderness, and there was a place called Pickle Fork. And Pickle Fork was this giant lake that just opened up out of the blue. And it was the best place to go to at night because you would stand on the edge of this little cliff and you could just watch the stars. And it would just light up everything. And you are sitting there in the abyss, this darkness, and yet somehow realize you are never forgotten underneath those stars. Praise God. But we were really stupid college kids. And we're like, you know, it'd be really cool. Let's jump off this cliff into the lake. Sounds fun, right? Mind you, it's pitch black. We have no idea what's in the water beneath us. A log could have just like floated right in, right beneath us, or rocks. We don't know how high it is, or I don't know. But it's scary, so let's do it. No, stupid. Sharks. Yeah, you never know. It's Appalachia. You never know. Gotta love them. I can say that I was there. You never know, really. And so we would go to the edge of this cliff and jump in total fear because literally we didn't know, A, what we'd hit, B, we didn't know when we'd hit it because we have no idea where the water is, right? And see if we'd come back up. We didn't know where the edges were to swim back ashore. We were just stupid. Brothers and sisters, I think this is what we do when we try to get by without Jesus and jump into a full life. It's dark, and we end up jumping to something that we don't know, and there's this fear that we don't need, and this danger that we enter into. It's stupid. But when we have Jesus, we accept a torch and we can see everything. Amen. We can see everything. So even if we do have to take that extra step and jump off that cliff into the unknown, maybe it's a step higher, maybe it's just a step forward, maybe it's a step down. We have a heat and a flame that shows us the way. And we now know, take a look around, we're not doing it alone. Brothers and sisters, there's a quote that I just love about standing on that edge, especially having that faith that we've all seen, we've all witnessed, and hopes be to God, we've all accepted. It's that the definition of faith is, faith is coming to the edge of a cliff, about to step off into the unknown, trusting that God will give you something firm to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. And we know the Holy Spirit is that wind. Brothers and sisters, do me a favor right now. Take a couple seconds. Give the Holy Spirit permission to move in this room. There may be some of us, especially some parents, some family members, who are singing that, uh-oh, no, no. That's crazy, but we are crazy in love. This is the definition of the sacred. I'm sorry, I'm making that camera. Hey, I'm so sorry. I can't stand, hey, I'm sorry. Look at that little halo spot up there. The heart of Jesus Christ is crazy in love. So much in love that he jumped into that darkness and he hit that abyss so that we would never have to suffer when we get down there. That he would be already down there, come back up and promise us, guess what? I already went down there. So I'm going to make sure that you have something to stand on. Or guess what? I'm going to send you my Holy Spirit and you're going to fly off that cliff. That is the definition of his sacred heart that we celebrate today. The scripture passage that talks about when he was pierced in his side, blood and water didn't just pour out, it gushed out. Things only gush out when they are trying to hold in beyond their physical capacity. There is so much pressure that it needs to be released. His grace is pouring out of his sacred heart. Drench yourselves in it, in the full confidence that we are ready to jump. And this is where I turn to you, parents. Your children have been given the torch to stand on that edge. If you have not received it yourself, let your children hold it for you. They are entering into, brothers and sisters. They're entering back into the abyss of the world. It is your job to make sure they enter back into green pastures. The shepherd has led them to recognize what they need, what they deserve. You need to give permission to the Holy Spirit to allow him to move, to continue giving fertile soil to your children. And if you can't do it, if that is just too crazy, if that's too foreign for you, praise God, because you have a young generation who's sitting in front of you right now. All y'all stand up and turn and look at your parents.
Praise God, yes.
They will show you how to pray. They will show you how to accept the Holy Spirit's power into your life. Do not be afraid that you are not at the edge yourself right now. They know how to walk up to it. Let them hold that flame for you. They know what to do. Give them permission to do it. Your home will gush forth with the sacred heart the way it was always meant to. You have to say yes. Say yes. You have to say yes.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I absolutely can't stand that song, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But it speaks the utmost truth. So there is no No. Because you don't have to be afraid of that crazy in love. It's yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, come Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, come Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let's yes, come Jesus. This is for you. This is for you. Brothers and sisters, have a seat, please. The power in this room, don't stop that Holy Spirit from moving.
It's culminating in what we are about to receive. Brothers and sisters, we are standing on the edge. We are standing on the edge. He has invited us into this edge. It is now our job to jump. He will not leave us. We have that fire. We have the support of the communion of saints that you will soon enter. The world ain't seen nothing like the fire that's about to be released once y'all walk out of this room. Yes. Yes. Give him permission to move. Give his heart permission to gush forward. There are so many people in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our families who are standing on that edge, jumping without anything to light the way. You have it. Keep it burning. Keep his heart gushing forward. All it takes to begin is to receive his heart, receive him himself, which we are about to do. Yes, Lord. Amen.